Tonight, I'm speaking to you on what I've entitled the seven characters of prophecy. The seven characters of prophecy, or of the prophetic. The seven characters of prophecy. I want us to read from the book of 2 Kings chapter 7. It's a very long passage of scripture, but I want us to read everything, and I would require your intense attention as we go into the passage of scripture. And pick your Bible, let's read 2 Kings chapter 7, reading from verse 1 to 20, and I'm reading from the King James Version. The seven characters of prophecy. I read from the King James Version. Then Elisha said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. Then a lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, Behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be? And he said, Behold, thou shalt see it with thy eyes, but shalt not eat thereof. Then there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate, and they said one to another, Why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit here, we die also. Now therefore come, and let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live, and if they kill us, we shall but die. And they rose up in the twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, Lo, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight, and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent, and did eat and drink, and carried then silver and gold and raiment, and went and hid it, and came again and entered into another tent, and carried thence also, and went and hid it. Then they said one to another, We do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore, that we may go and tell the king's household. So they came and called into the porter of the city, and they told them, saying, We came to the camp of the Syrians, and behold, there was no man there, neither voice of man, but horses tied and asses tied, and the tents as they were. And he called the porters, and they told it to the king's house within. And the king arose in the night and said unto his servant, I will now show you what the Syrians have done to us. They know that we be hungry, therefore are they gone out of the camp to hide themselves in the field, saying, When they come out of the city, we shall catch them alive and get into the city. And one of his servants answered and says, Let some take, I pray thee, five of the horses that remain which are left in the city. Behold, they are as all the multitude of children of Israel that are left in it. Behold, I say, they are even as all the multitude of the Israelites that are consumed. And let us send one and see. Verse 14. They took therefore two chariot horses, and the king sent after the host of the Syrians, saying, Go and see. And they went after them into Jordan. And lo, all the way was full of garments and vessels, which the Syrians had cast away in their haste. And the messengers returned and told the king. And the people went up and spoiled the tent of the Syrians. So a measure of fine flour was sold for a shekel, and two measures of barley for a shekel, according to the word of the Lord. And the king appointed the lord on whose hand he leaned to have the charge of the gate. And the people trod upon him in the gate, and he died. as the man of God had said, who spoke when the king came down to him. And it came to pass, as the man of God had spoken to the king, saying, 2 measures of barley for a shekel, and a measure of fine flour for a shekel, shall be tomorrow about this time in the gate of Samaria. And that the Lord answered the man of God and said, Now, behold, if the Lord should make windows in heaven, might such a thing be? And he said, Behold, thou shalt see it with thy eyes, but shalt not eat thereof. And so it fell out unto him, for the people trod upon him in the gate, and he died. Now, this is one of the very important scriptures when it comes to the understanding of what prophecy is and how the prophetic works. Now, in the Old Testament, this is a very popular scripture about a prophet of God by name Elisha. We all know how Elisha received the mantle of Elijah and started operating with that kind of anointing. Now, after operating for a while, the Bible said that a time came that, you know, the people of Syria besieged the land of Israel. They besieged the land of Israel, and they spent and ate and took advantage of what they had for a long time. So after a while, there was famine in the land of Samaria. After a long while, things became difficult. Things became very hard. Demand was higher than supply. There was a great hunger and a famine in Israel because the king of Syria, together with his people, had besieged the land of Samaria. So because of that, there was great hunger. What happened? As a result of this hunger and famine, a time even came where 2 women decided that we will go on an agreement or contract. This is the agreement we will go on. We are going to kill my son. And when we kill my son, we will boil him like we are boiling a goat. And we will eat my son. And when we are finished eating my son, and the meat is finished, tomorrow we will take your son also, and we will kill him and boil him and eat your son. So the 2 women agreed, and they killed the son of the woman, and they ate the child. Now the next day, when it was time for the other woman to bring her son so that they boil her and they boil him and eat his flesh, well dodged. The woman went to hide the son. He said, hey, I will not bring my son for us to kill him. And this matter became a national matter. It became a national, you know, case because it was reported to the king of the land at the time. And the king said, ha, how can you do this? I realized that the king was even scared. The king had to tore his clothes into two. And he was very frustrated. And the king was very sad that why would famine and hunger lead women? I thought that even this should have been done by men. How can women who conceived and carried pregnancy for 9 months now decide to say that we will chew our own children? It means that the kind of hunger they were experiencing and the kind of famine they went through was not the ordinary things. It was not the ordinary famine, and it was not the ordinary hunger. I have come to realize that in this life, whenever there is frustration and intense pressure, people start eating their seed. People start killing what they carry. People start killing and eating their seed. Anytime people go through intense pressure and they go through intense famine and intense hunger in their life, they start eating and destroying what they carry, what they have been carrying for a long time. They start killing it. But I pray for somebody tonight that in the year 2024, no matter what the economy may look like, no matter what the situation may be, I decree and declare that none of us here will destroy what we carry. We will not kill our seed. We will not destroy what we have been carrying for a long time. So sometimes when there is hunger, the Bible says that to the hungry man, everything bitter is sweet. To the hungry man. So that is the power of hunger. That is the power of hunger. When people are hungry, they do all kinds of things. When people are hungry for power, they become
all kinds of monsters. When people are hungry for money, they do all kinds of things. They do all kinds of things. They do all kinds of things. So hunger is very powerful. And that is what the Bible says, that to the hungry man, every bitter thing is sweet. Proverbs 27 verse 7. To the hungry man, every bitter thing is sweet. So it doesn't matter how bitter the situation is, the women were still ready to kill their own children, boil their children, eat their meat, and enjoy themselves at the expense of the fact that the children have a future. The seed they were killing had a future. God had plans for that child that was killed. God had some unique plans. It doesn't matter the situation. God had some future and some glorious things for them. But here was a situation where the people decided to kill what they were carrying. I pray that if you are going through some frustration, I decree and declare that may the frustration not cause you to start eating your seed and killing your future in the name of Jesus. So whenever there is frustration, there is the tendency that people will start eating their seed or killing their future because of the frustration. But the good news is that anytime there is a frustration like this, in fact, in the midst of this kind of situation, the Bible says, and the word of prophecy came unto Elisha. So whilst this kind of national chaos was going on and was trending, the Bible said, and the word of God came unto Elisha. And Elisha came to the scene, and Elisha prophesied and said, people of God, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for just one shekel, and two measures of barley will also be sold for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. Meanwhile, in the previous, in the previous economic situation, things had become so expensive that it was almost like impossible for a seer of fine flour to be sold for a shekel. Because at the time, according to scripture, the economy had become so difficult that people could not even get food to eat. In fact, at the gate of Samaria, the head of a donkey was sold for a 4 square pieces of silver. And even the dung of doves were being sold for 5 pieces of silver. Was even sold for a lot of money. This is serious. This is serious. This is very serious. This is very serious. But the good news is that in the midst of this famine, God spoke. Anytime situations get tough, that is when God releases a word of prophecy. Anytime there is a bad season and situation, God sends forth his word. The Bible said, and God sent forth his word, and his word went forth to heal their diseases. In the season of frustration, what God does is that he releases a prophetic word, and the prophetic word goes ahead of us so that it begins to solve that problem that we are going through. So the reason why prophecy is released is so that the frustration and the hunger we are going through, the Lord will start doing something new in the midst of that. So this is why when you are in a season of frustration and hunger, you need a prophetic word. The prophetic word will come to do a lot of things in your life. And that is why tonight I want to briefly touch on the 7 things prophecy comes to do. The 7 characters of prophecy, or the 7 characteristics of the prophetic. The first one is that prophecy is stronger than prayer. Prophecy is stronger than prayer. Prayer originates from humanity, but prophecy originates from divinity. Prayer is man talking to God, but prophecy is God speaking to man. So this is why prophecy is stronger than prayer. Because when it comes to prayer, you are praying from the realm of humanity onto the realm of divinity. But whenever you receive prophecy, prophecy is God himself speaking to us, speaking to you concerning what you have prayed for. There is always a certain dimension where God speaks about what we are going through. So the first characteristic basis of prophecy is that prophecy is very potent. Prophecy is very powerful. It is very strong. And tonight, I see the power of prophecy hitting somebody's destiny in the name of Jesus. Number two, prophecy is not a guess game or try and error. What people call try and error. Prophecy is not a guesswork. Whenever prophetic, the prophecy is going, it is not, you see, prophecy comes from the mind of God, but it is delivered through the lips of man. Prophecy comes from the plan and the mindset of Jehovah, but it is communicated from the lips of human beings. So even though you will hear a human being speak, the word that is being spoken does not come from the mind of the human being. The word comes only through the lips of the human being, but it is originated from the mind of God. So this is what the Bible said, that do not despise prophecy. Why? Because if you joke with prophecy, prophecy will joke with you. The man who was very close to the king said that, how can you tell us tomorrow about this time that things will change? It's not possible. Even if God should open a window in heaven and cause the economy to turn around, can this thing be? What you are saying is not possible. And the Bible said that at the end of the day, because of the unbelief of this man, at the end of the day, when there was abundance at the gate of Samaria, the people and the crowd trod on the man so that he died at the gate. So he saw the miracle with his eyes, but he could not taste the miracle and he could not touch the miracle with his hand. He saw with his eyes, but he couldn't touch with his hand. But as for you and I tonight, I decree and declare, in 2024, you shall see the miracle with your eyes, and your hands shall touch the miracle. You will see the miracle with your hand, and your feet shall step on the miracle. You shall see the miracle with your eyes, and your hands and your lips will taste of the miracle your eyes have seen. In the year 2024, any abundance of financial dominion, any abundance of promotion, whatever God has said, not only will your eyes see, but your hands shall touch it. I prophesy to over 90 people in this place. May your eyes see your miracle, and may your hands also touch your miracle in the name of Jesus. Whenever prophecy comes, sometimes people think you are just talking. You are just talking. You are just speaking and speaking things. We are not just saying things. It is not a guess game. It is God speaking. So this is why you must believe. Number three, prophecy introduces fresh season. Prophecy introduces fresh season. In the book of 2 Kings chapter number 4, there was a wife of a certain prophet, and the prophet had died, and the prophet died with a lot of debt. And the Bible said that the wife of the prophet went to Elisha and said, "Sir, the creditor has come to take unto him my two sons and the bondmen." And Elisha said, "So what can I do for you?" And the Bible said that she said, "I don't have anything in my house except a pot of oil." Then Elisha said, "Go and borrow the vessels of your neighbors, with even empty vessels. Don't borrow a few." This is very almost like impossible. How can the prophet tell a woman that is owing a lot of money that he should go and borrow again? Are you not aware that I am owing? Are you not informed? When I said I am owing and the creditor is coming to take my children, didn't it enter your ears? Didn't you hear what I said? Why are you telling me to go and borrow again? And the woman did not question the prophet, but decided to obey the instruction. What she didn't know was that by contacting the prophet or coming into that prophetic atmosphere, the woman was introduced into a fresh season. So the season before was the season of debt. By the time she encountered the prophet and the prophetic anointing, she was introduced into the season of abundance. For the Bible said she had so much oil that she was able to sell the oil and pay for all her debt. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight I came to tell you that anytime you come into the prophetic atmosphere, you are introduced into a new season. And when you receive a prophecy, you are received in a new season, the season of that prophetic word. So I decree and declare tonight, may somebody graduate into a fresh season in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, number four, prophecy imparts faith and renews hope. prophecy imparts faith and renews hope. Anytime you receive prophecy, your faith is renewed. Anytime you receive a prophetic word from God, whether God speaks to you in a dream, or God speaks to you in a vision, or God speaks to you through the word of God, or God speaks to you through his servants, understand that immediately you receive the prophecy, your faith is renewed. Your faith is increased, and your hope is renewed. So those who did not have hope, by the time they receive prophecy, they receive hope, because prophecy comes to edify, prophecy comes to comfort, and prophecy comes to exalt. So by the time you receive prophecy, you should not go home crying. By the time you receive prophecy, you should not go home weeping and mourning like somebody without hope. But by the time you encounter the prophetic, you go home with your faith renewed. You go home with your hope renewed, because you know that once God has spoken, now he will do it. If God has said it, then surely he will do it. The Bible says in Luke 1:37 that surely no word of the Lord will fall to the ground. No word of God will fall to the ground. And Isaiah said that anytime God speaks, it's like the rains that are falling to the ground. It comes to fulfill the purpose for which it was sent. And it will not return to God void, but it will fulfill the very purpose for which the word was sent. The Bible says that as the cloud be full of rain, so they emptied themselves upon the earth. Anytime the word of God comes to you, it comes to renew faith, because you know that if God has said it, then God will do it, because he's the God of possibility. He's the God of possibility. He's the God that makes impossible things become possible. I speak over 90 people here that if there's any impossible situation in your life, that saith the Lord, impossible situations are being turned around in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare your faith is coming alive. Your hope is being renewed. It doesn't matter what is dead. It doesn't matter what has gone against. It doesn't matter what has gone spoiled, but the Lord said that he's about to do a new thing. He's the God who called things to be as though they do not exist, as though they exist. He called things to come to form, to come into being as though they do not exist. I decree and declare, God is about to call things as though they existed, things that do not exist as though they exist. God is bringing them back to life. God is bringing that situation back to life, and things are going to turn around for your good. Somebody shout amen. Amen and amen. Number five, prophecy brings you to a place of sacrifice. Anytime you encounter the prophetic, there is a certain sacrifice that will come. Look through the scriptures. Look through the Old Testament and the New Testament. Anytime people encounter genuine prophetic people or genuine prophetic atmospheres, there was always a sacrifice. When you encounter the prophetic will bring a new desire for God. You will begin to desire for God. Your joy, your test, your desire for God comes alive. Now, anytime you come into contact with the prophetic, your passion to live a holy life instead, your passion to get closer to God is also released. So anytime you come, I remember in 2 Kings chapter 4, the prophet said, go and borrow. Meanwhile, the woman was owing. That's a sacrifice. That's a sacrifice. The other day, the prophet encountered the widow and said, madam, bring and go and prepare bread for me to eat. And the woman said, sir, all I have is this bread and I'm supposed to eat. And when I finish eating with my son, we will all die. Then the prophet said, no, prepare some cake first. Bring it for me to eat first before you. And that was how the flour of the widow never went dry. Because anytime you encounter the prophetic, you must sacrifice. Something about you must go. If you are not ready to encounter the prophetic, then you are not ready to sacrifice. When you come around the prophetic, there is always a certain realm of sacrifice. You will sacrifice your time so that you get closer to Jesus. You will sacrifice your leisure hours. You will sacrifice all the times you were enjoying and doing things around. You will have to sacrifice something. I remember the other day when the three men went to Abraham. Immediately, Abraham saw the three men. Abraham said, these are not ordinary men. These are men carrying the prophetic word of the Lord. And the Bible said, Abraham rushed to where the animals were and decided to sacrifice some animal as food for the visitors who were carrying the prophetic word. And when by the time they were done sacrificing and even eating, the people opened their mouth and said, a year by this time, when we shall come unto you, you that were barren, they will call you the mother of a child. And you that were did not have power to make a woman pregnant, they will call you the father of all nations. And it was so that a year by that same time, when they were met again, Abraham and Sarah had given birth to him. I decree and declare, may somebody's sacrifice release a miracle and a testimony. Number six, prophecy is a wake-up call for diligence and prayer. Prophecy is a wake-up call for diligence and prayer. Prophecy is a wake-up call for diligence and prayer. Anytime you receive a prophetic word, it doesn't mean go and sleep. Because when you read the Bible, according to the teachings of Jesus in the Gospels, the Bible says he spoke about the parable of the sower. When the sower sowed the seed, some of the seed fell on the way. And the Bible said that, and the birds appeared, and the birds came to pick the seed and to steal them away. When Jesus was interpreting this parable, Jesus said, the seed is the word. In other words, the seed is the prophetic word. And he said, and the bird is the devil. So it means that anytime the seed is declared and the prophetic word is released, the devil also comes around to come and steal the prophetic word so that you don't manifest the word. So anytime you receive prophecy, it doesn't mean go and sleep. It is a wake-up call to pray. So if you receive, the more you receive prophecy, the more you must pray. The more you receive prophecy, the more you must pray. And the more you must work hard. So prophecy is not a medium to be lazy. It is not a medium or an avenue for lazy people. It is an avenue for diligence and for prayer. And the last one, prophecy is the proof of God's presence. Oh my God. Prophecy is the proof of the presence of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the Bible said that for the manifestation of the Spirit is given unto every man to profit withal. And one of the manifestations, he said, to each man the gifts are given, the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, the gift of prophecy. So prophecy is part of the manifestation of the Spirit. So one of the proofs, one of the things that show that the Holy Spirit has appeared is that there is prophecy. Anytime there is prophecy, it means that the Spirit of God is manifesting or has appeared. Now, when you read 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 24 and 25, the Bible says, but if all prophesy, and there come in one that believes not, and or one that is unlearned, he is convinced of all, he is judged of all, and thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest, so that falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is in you. God is amongst you of a truth. So when there is prophecy and there is prophetic atmosphere, when people come around, they see that God is indeed amongst you. They worship God and say, yeah, these people, God is really here. The presence of God is here. The prophetic is the proof that God's presence is with you. Tonight, somebody will carry the prophetic into 2024. Somebody will carry the prophetic into 2024 because it is the proof that God is with you. I remember Jacob was traveling and Jacob decided to go and meet his brother Esau. And on the way, the Bible said that he encountered angels who were ascending and descending. And the Bible said at some point, he encountered an angel and struggled with the angel. And at a point, Jacob declared, he said that God was here and I did not know. God was here and I did not know. Why? Because the guy encountered the prophetic. Anytime you encounter the prophetic anointing, you experience the presence of God. And I prophesy over your life that in the year 2024, you will carry the presence of God into the year. Oh, somebody shout amen. And your life will turn around in the name of Jesus.
God, in the year 2024, it shall be well with you.
Amen. Amen.
You will not exit 2023 with any backlog of testimonies.
Amen.
Amen.
You are ending the year and entering into the new one with testimonies.
Amen.
And I speak over your life that every prophetic word that is hanging, declare that God shall cause it to happen.
Amen.
Amen.
I think that everyone here should celebrate because God, I hear the Lord say that I have heard your prayer.
Hallelujah.
I hear it. I just heard the Lord say, I have heard your prayer. So if I were you, I'll be jubilant. I'll celebrate and I'll be happy and excited. God has done it. God has done it.
Thank you, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Be unto you.
Elizabeth Botre, are you here?
Yes.
The Lord is ministering to me right now. Yeah. Can you hear me? I think that at this point, everyone can be muted with the exception of Elizabeth. Elizabeth, I hear the Lord say that the period of weeping and mourning is over.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord, can you, I'm getting some feedback from your end. Kindly help us. The Lord said, I should tell you, you have been marked to experience joy. There will be joy again in your family. There will be joy again. There will be joy again in the family. For the Lord will pick me, and the Lord will say, tell my daughter that 2024, whatever she has prayed about, which she didn't receive in the year 2023, that I have not designed 2023 for this, for I have designed it for 2024. And that year, I have marked her for that miracle. And the Lord said, I should tell you, it is your year.
Amen.
It is your year. It is your year. And I see that we have traveled into the month, into the year. And I'm seeing that we got to August. We got to August. August 2024. And I see that whatever you were trusting God for happened in the month of August. My God.
Amen.
It happened in the month of August. Amen. And I'm seeing that people would start celebrating you. I am telling you that people will pray for you. People have prayed for you. There is a man, I'm hearing a name like Papa Kofi. I'm hearing a name like Papa Kofi. Papa Kofi. And I'm hearing that Papa Kofi will release some prayer for you. And I'm saying that the prayers of Papa Kofi has gone ahead of you and has settled some issues.
Amen. Yes.
He's
like a father to me.
He's like a father to you. Where is he?
Yes,
now?
He's in the Volta region. Since my daddy passed away, he has been the father figure for us. He always calls to pray with us.
Yes. Because I saw in the realm of the spirit that Papa Kofi had prayed for you. And because of the prayer he prayed for you, it released a supernatural covering over your life. And because of the covering that was released, I'm seeing that the Lord said that in 2024, that prayer is going to release that miracle. In fact, as I am seeing it on my eyes now, the Lord picked my spirit to the month of November. Whatever, I don't know whether you have something to do with November, but I saw that that thing was supposed to happen in November, but because of the prayer of Papa Kofi, the Lord pulled it from November and brought it to August. And the Lord said, for the prayer of that man, whatever would have taken long for you to get, the Lord said that it is going to happen. That many will see it and it will bring glory and honor. The Lord said that I should tell you that don't lose hope, for he has good plans for your life.
Amen. And
I want you to do something. I want you to look for a very good seed. All right?
Okay. Yes,
and
Papa.
Sow that seed into the life of that man called Papa Kofi. When you sow the
Papa.
Seed into his life, tell him that he should bless you.
Okay.
And I want you to do it before Saturday.
Okay.
Can you do it?
Yes, please.
When you sow that seed, tell him that bless me. Telling a certain man of God mentioned him and mentioned the fact that he's praying for you once in a while and mentioned the fact that there is a blessing in his mouth and gave you this direction. Just don't explain, but just sow the seed and tell him to bless you. And after that blessing, some things will be shifted.
Amen.
Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 Are you excited?
Yes, God bless you, Papa.
Amen. Wow. Wow. My God. Today we have a prayer meeting with our chairman of my church, the Church of Pentecost. And it starts at 10. So I don't want to miss that one. I don't want us to miss it. And also, I realize that when we do it, and usually when we start at 9:30 and we are closing at 10:30, it eats into the night a little, so much. And because we have to wake up at 4, it's not very comfortable. So beginning from from tonight, as we did, we will start at 9 p.m. always and close at 10 p.m., all right? And close at 10 p.m. And unfortunately, my time is almost up. But I still have some 3 minutes to go. Maybe let me see if I can prophesy to 3 people in 3 minutes.
Papa. Yeah, yes.
Anita Anyana, you are the first I heard your voice. Let me speak to you. Yours is very simple. There is a prophecy hanging on your head. And the prophecy hanging your head has to do with the cry of a baby. The Lord said, I should tell you that in 2024, you are going to release your baby. And the Lord said that the coming of this baby will make your son have a sister. Your son will have a sister. And I'm seeing that the coming of the baby will bring forth a lot of businesses. There are a lot of business ideas in you. And the Lord said that release them. For there is coming a time where you are working, you will not work there for a long time. For there is coming a time where you will stop working in that environment because God will give you your own business idea. And I'm seeing that you and your husband will come together and will establish some things. And the Lord said that it has been anointed and you will do well. This is the word of the Lord.
Amen. I receive it. Amen. Thank you, Papa.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Papa, me.
You see, being in this atmosphere alone is enough. Okay? Being in this atmosphere alone is enough. You have no idea things that have happened here. No idea. I'm looking for a woman by the name... Is anyone here who has a certain mother figure called Veronica Owusu? Is there anyone here who has a mother figure or an auntie or something by the name Veronica Owusu? I've been looking for the woman since the morning. Since morning. Is there anyone, I repeat, who has a mother figure by the name Veronica Owusu? All right. Let me drop that one. Our time is up. But something. I'm looking for Veronica Owusu. Last night, the Lord showed me the signature of that woman. Okay. It is actually not the signature of the woman. It looks like the signature of somebody here. I don't know. We need to look for the person. Veronica Owusu. I'm trusting God that we'll find the person. Because God wants us to deal with some untimely things. Who is from the Owusu family? Patricia Owusu, where are you?
Yes, I'm here.
Do you know, you don't know anyone called Veronica Owusu?
No, please.
Hey, and the Koshoshe, Obian Koshoshe Veronica Owusu, why? Nayempong. Because we need to do something for her. Last night, the Lord revealed some heavy thing. But I'm seeing 25 people here. God is going to give you some serious financial breakthroughs.
Amen.
Amen.
Your life will never. God bless you.
What is that?
That boy what who is that? Speaking, that boy who is speaking, that boy is a prophet.
Amen.
That boy that is speaking, that boy is a prophet.
Amen.
I hear,
amen.
As I'm here, I see 23 angels that have been coming to that house every night since January.
Oh,
since
really?
January.
Thank God.
That boy, is it Betty?
Yes.
I'm seeing 23 angels visiting your home since January.
Jesus.
And the Lord is coming to your house because of that boy. The boy is carrying a prophetic mantle. Wow. And I'm hearing the name like J.
Yes, that's his name. His name is Jaden.
Jaden.
Amen.
I hear the Lord say that tell Betty that Jaden is carrying a prophetic mantle.
Amen.
For the Lord will open my eyes, and I saw the number 23. The Lord said that because of the prophetic anointing that is upon him, he is attracting angelic hosts and angelic visitation. And
amen.
The Lord said the beginning from tonight,
Jesus.
You will, when he starts growing,
Jesus.
How old is he?
He is two years, 9 months.
Two years, 9 months. By the time he's 3 years old, and he hits 3 years old, he will start telling you some of the encounters you will have.
Amen.
Some of the things he'll be telling you, don't take it for granted.
Amen.
Yeah, because God is about to break a certain protocol. Listen, God is raising a prophet in your house. And
amen.
He will not just preach, but God will also give him the nations. I'm seeing that God will give him the United States.
Amen.
God will give him the United States.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
God will give him the United States.
Amen.
Amen.
And the Lord will do some amazing. Immediately I heard his voice, the Lord said, talk to him about this.
Amen.
It is done.
Amen.
It is
amen.
Done.
Amen.
From
amen.
Age three,
amen.
He will start speaking
amen.
Mysteries.
Amen. God. Amen.
He will start uttering some deep things. And the Lord said, I should tell you that I am sensing in the realm of the spirit that you are even trusting God, that God would have given you another child.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes, you are right.
But the Lord is telling me that do not worry. You are anxious. You are worried.
Yes.
And you are thinking about what went on in the past and saying that will this thing repeat? Will I have to wait for a long time? And will I have to go through all this? The Lord said, one of the angels that Jaden is carrying is going to visit you tonight.
Amen.
And will visit you again tomorrow. And will
amen.
Visit you again the next day. And will visit
amen.
You on the fourth day. The
amen.
Lord said, there will be a strange encounter you are going to have. And after this encounter, you are
amen.
Suddenly going to experience a certain heaviness lifted from you. And the Lord
amen.
Said that Jaden will do some strange, he will put up a strange behavior because he will come and put his hand on your tummy.
Amen.
Amen.
He will come and put his hand on your tummy. And as
amen.
He does that, he might not know what he's doing. But there will be an impartation. And
amen.
That is how God is going to cause you to have another child.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't know whether you are ready for it, but if only you want it, then you can have it.
Amen. Amen.
Only you want it, you can have it. The Lord said it.
Amen. Receive it, change it.
Amen.
For everyone here trusting God for the fruit of the womb.
As we
end this evening session, that is how the end of that issue also ends.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. In
Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen.
You are blessed.
Amen.
You are favored.
Amen.
Oh, I said you are blessed.
Amen.
Life is turning around.
Amen.
You are doing well.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.